With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Ukrainian President Zelensky views President Trump as key to ending the Ukraine-Russia war, but he has some concerns. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton fills us in.
Zelensky welcomed a phone call from President Trump, but later said it was not pleasant that Trump first called Russia's Vladimir Putin about negotiations. Zelensky also said he would not accept any agreements that do not include his country in the talks. The Ukrainian leader reportedly told the White House that Putin doesn't want peace, and he said he will only agree to meet in person with the Russian leader after a common plan is negotiated by Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has toured a Boeing airplane to check out new hardware and technology features and highlight the aircraft maker's delay in delivering updated versions of the Air Force One presidential aircraft. The private plane was parked at Palm Beach International Airport yesterday. South Korea is battling an epidemic of suicide amongst those between the ages of 10 and 39.
The data showed nearly half of South Koreans who had received emergency medical treatment from self-harm, including attempted suicide in 2023, were in their teens or 20s. One in 200 Koreans in their 20s were found to have engaged in self-harming behavior. These figures come despite the authorities having tried to tackle the problem two decades ago. More measures to curb rising suicide have followed since, but to limited success.
That's BBC correspondent Jae Sung Lee. The IRS will lay off thousands of probationary workers, according to two sources familiar with the agency's plans, and some cuts could come as soon as this week. This comes as the Trump administration intensifies sweeping efforts to shrink the size of the federal workforce by ordering agencies to do some layoffs. This is SRN News. Michigan State Representative Laura Pahutsky says she has undergone surgery to remove her reproductive organs out of concern about contraception access. The 36-year-old Democrat says the decision was finalized by President Trump's reelection. Physicians have reported a rise in the number of Democratic women who've been seeking permanent sterilizations after the November election. President Trump says he, quote, has never and will never advocate for restricting birth control and other contraceptives, and he has taken no such action since returning to office. Billionaire mega donors are opening their wallets to influence the high-stakes race for control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which could decide the future of abortion in the state. The winner of the April 1st election will determine whether the court in the battleground state remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Cases affecting abortion, contraception, and congressional redistricting are set to be taken up by the court this year. This is SRN News. Scientists say the threat of a newly discovered asteroid hitting Earth has risen slightly in the past few weeks.
But the chance is still quite slim, a mere 2%, that the space rock will smack Earth in 2032. They say the odds of a strike will almost certainly continue to go up and down as the asteroid's path around the sun is better understood and will likely fall to zero. Discovered in December, the near-Earth asteroid known as 2024 YR4 is estimated to be 130 feet to 300 feet across. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 16th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including businessman Carl Icahn. He's 89 years old. Model and actress Margot Hemingway and actor and filmmaker LeVar Burton, both born today. They are 68 years old each. Actor and musician Ice-T is 67. This is SRN News.